11. An era of adoption? Adoption is not about finding children for families. It's about finding families for children. Joyce McQuire Pavao. Do you have any friends at school who were adopted? Have you ever talked to anyone who is considering adopting a child? While adoption may not be something that is common in your country, it is very common in other parts of the world. So, for many couples, and even single people, adoption is an option that many choose. Their reasons vary, from being infertile or not being able to have a child of their own, to being gay or single, or simply not wanting to contribute to the overpopulation problem. As a result, often because of the time, money, and legal issues involved with adopting, the fastest way to start a family is to adopt from a foreign country, that is, internationally. According to the 2005 statistics from the CIA World Factbook, the Netherlands, Italy, France, Sweden, and the United States were among the countries that adopted the most children, ranging from 1,072 to 21,580 adoptions for the year. The most common countries to adopt from were Kazakhstan, Russia, Guatemala, Vietnam, and China, which topped the list with 51,000 adopted children in 2005. However, this could all be changing, the foreign adoption boom ending, and international adoptions decreasing, as China and some other countries have recently tightened their adoption policies. People who are single, obese, over 50 years old, or do not meet certain requirements financially, are being barred from adopting children. The Chinese government says that this is because the number of people applying for children in recent years has far exceeded the number of available babies. Now, people who were once hopeful of adopting a child may not be able to, or may have to look elsewhere.